98.1 Minnesota's New Country. Paul and Kelly in the morning there. We have got someone in the studio that you're wanting to hear from because it's our last time to talk with him. Joe Ekster is here from the St. Cloud Norseman.
It's a sad day, but a happy day as always when I get to see you too.
Same here. We're like setting him off with some stuff here.
You should see this shirt, folks. It is impressive.
You'll never miss him in a crowd once he wears one of our station
shirts. They
can see
it from space, actually.
Yeah. That could be a full-time...
Artemis is going, what's that green spot down there?
I will be parking cars next year at the state fair, so get ready for me.
Oh, we've headed into the finale this week, right, for the Norsemen?
Grand finale of a year. It's been a fun year with the team. It's been a great year as far as how the team's been able to grow. And obviously, we mentioned before, we always want to shoot out and win the ultimate prize. We're not going to be able to do that this year, but I think there's credit to our players. They're going to be able to take home a lesson that they're going to carry with them forever. And what is that, you might wonder? That's never give up.
Never give up.
That's what you need to be able to do for the rest of your life. We all want to climb the ladder of life or climb the ladder of whatever field we're in. And whatever rung you get to the ladder, there's always one above you.
And look what they did here, competing against the teams that made the playoffs. They beat them.
We've had success versus all the teams, won season series by teams that finished ahead of us, and we got a big game Friday night. We have to win the game in regulation on Friday night, and we'll win the season series versus North Iowa. So we're excited for that game. It's going to be a physical game, as we always say. It's going to be a highly skilled game. But guess what for fans? Lots of prizes being handed out.
We're talking big money.
Oh, it's Monday night. Monday night at the Max, starting at 7. It's been the 4-goal sponsorship by Taco John's, which has gone on all year. And if we score 4 goals, you take your ticket to a local Taco John's, put it in the box. You got to come to the game on Friday night, and you're going to be selected, possibly, and with the chance to win $350 during the first intermission.
Nice.
There's 350 bones could go in your pocket.
Fast forward
to the second period. 5 attendees are going to be selected to shoot for $8,000.
Wow. Big money.
So pressure's coming on for 5 of you. Whoever gets selected goes center ice, get it through the whole small hole in the middle of the net, and you walk home a happy fan.
Now, I got to ask you about that, Coach, because I know during these intermissions, you're in the locker room, you're talking to the guys, right? You're making adjustments for the next period. When you've got like a big money shot on the line, do you kind of hang back and just take a peek and see how it's going?
Do you know what's happening until you get back?
No.
No?
So there's less pressure because we're not going to be watching whoever gets selected.
There you go.
But I mean, we're so wound up with what's going on. We have our routine that we stick to. Like myself and Bryce, we meet. We always meet with the team at the 10-minute mark, and then we get ready for the second period. While we're doing all that serious business, there's a lot of fun action going on in the stands. First period, as we mentioned, $350 raffle going on. In the second period, that's when it all comes down to $8,000 on the line.
Let's talk a little bit about what makes the season possible, and that would be the Billet families.
Yeah.
Without them, we don't have a team here. And Erica Boyk, who's runs a housing coordinator, she does a fantastic job getting local families to be willing to take in some our players. And then without the Billets, without their support, we don't have a team. So we couldn't be more thankful for all they've done and all they do each day. And it's adding to your family. It's something like I just mentioned, like the lessons that our guys learned on the ice, that stay with them forever. These relationships stay with our families forever and our players forever. And you'll be amazed, like 5, 10, 15, 20 years, just the impact that these families have on them and how their relationships maintain well after they leave St. Cloud.
By the way, those Billet, if you're wanting to be a Billet family, now is probably a good time to start thinking about it so know what it takes for the next season.
Oh, absolutely. Like, reach out to Erica, reach out to our team, get your name in the hat, and then we go through a process and we go from there. But yeah, definitely, we always need them, and we have players coming in and out, and so it's a cool experience of life to participate in.
Yeah.
How many players are aging out after this season, Coach?
Put me on the spot like that, and I don't know the exact number, but... because we've bounced around with birth years and throughout the course of the year. But we do have a fair amount moving on. And the most exciting part of it is they all have a college to go to.
Yeah,
that's excellent.
Great.
Excellent
colleges to go to. Will they be playing hockey? We got a couple of kids going on to play hockey and study to be a pilot. So that's exciting.
Wow, man.
We got a guy's going to Norwich. Some of them are going to be going to Norwich, which they have fantastic opportunities, not just on the ice, but also potentially studying to be a doctor, serving our country, doing great things.
That's crazy.
So the best part of it is for them as individuals, you go to junior hockey wanting to have the opportunity to play college hockey, everybody has a landing spot.
Oh, it's so great.
It's great to hear. Pack the Mac this Friday night, their grand finale home.
7 o'clock, pack the Mac, pack your wallet, get to the game, folks.
Yeah.
Lots of cash opportunities on hand.
All right. some Riley Green for you. Coach Exter, thanks for coming in.
It is. Thanks,
we'll
Kelly.
We'll see you this weekend. But
you guys are my favorite. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate your support.
Thanks, Coach.